Blog Talk Radio.
God is everywhere, everywhere.
And Daddy?
Mm-hmm.
Where is God?
He's above you. He's in the wind. He's in the waves. He's everywhere. Just look for him.
And how can I find him?
Son, in the darkness, in the struggles, if you'll just look up.
Yes, sir.
And follow the star.
Follow the star.
Welcome to another episode of Blog Talk Radio, Believers in Christ. We just want to start off with a word of prayer. Father God, thank you again for waking us up another glorious morning. Forgive us for our sins, and we ask for forgiveness. And just, Father, guide us through what's going on in these today's events and have this pass over us. Protect the righteousness, the people who stand tall with you, Father, the innocent, and the things that's going on in this world. In the name of Yahshua HaMashiach, amen. I just want to say thanks again for listening to, you know, the show, listening to our old archives, and giving you a better understanding on Christ. And I just wanted to share with you, I'm going to get back to the three-part series that I have going on this week. I'm going to get it finished up to this week and discuss the promise that the Father has for you, the covenant. And it's going to be very interesting. You're going to look at it a whole different way, as the Father has revealed it to me. When you come to Christ, you know, the promise and the covenant that he has for you, it's more than just coming to Christ. It gives you protection, provision, presence. He protects you from your enemies, and your enemies will, you know, bow to you and things like that. It's very remarkable in the things and the discoveries I've found out about the covenant and the promise on what he holds for you. So it's going to be very good. So just be looking forward to that probably Wednesday at 8 o'clock. So I just want people to understand that and give y'all a better understanding of the covenant and the promise that he has. So just be looking for that. And hopefully my brother or one of my good friends join me for the show. But that's that. And today's episode, I want to discuss about the knowledge. I named it, what good is knowledge if God hasn't revealed it to you? Well, people are probably looking at it like, what? You know, what are you talking about? In the Bible, there's a lot of information. And before I get into that, I just want to say and pray for the situations that's going on in Baltimore right now, too, as well. It's not a race war. You know, it's not like people against the cops, it's Satan. And this demonic force is going to get worse in every community you can possibly think of. You know, it's not always about color. Satan makes you think it's about color, but it's not. It's Satan himself. He's riling up both sides, and he's the one sitting back and watch us do these things. So I just want people to pray for the righteousness of what's going on, for the people who's innocent towards it, the business owners, the stuff that have nothing to do with it or whatever, and the ignorance on both ends of the side, and the law is being unjust and in these situations. And just pray that, it's in Luke, by the way, that these demonic waves pass over you. Okay, and if you got loved ones involved, pray for them as well. And it's terrible of what's going on in the city of Baltimore and all over the world right now. And just ask that we pray for these situations, that this can diffuse, you know. But it's all Satan. It's not just cops or just ignorant folks. It's both ends. It's all demonic, you know. But people do need to stand up and stand right, you know. But there's other ways of doing it, you know. But that's not the correct way, in a sense. You know, you can't fight for what's right, but, you know, being ignorant towards certain things is incorrect. But I just wanted to share that, my piece on that, and praying for the people of that, you know. And there's good officers, too, as well. You know, all cops ain't bad cops. You know, there's people's families. They got families to come home to and things like that. But in order to do their job, they have to protect, you know. But bad cops make, you know, good cops look bad. So I just, you know, you got to pray on both ends as well. It's just not all cops is all bad. You know, there's some cops in the community that's trying to help things in different cities and scenarios like that, you know. But, you know, my heart goes to both sides, of course. It's just the unjust that I stand up for, not the, you know, I stand up for the righteous part of that. So just wanted to share that with you and pray over that too as well. But I want people to understand is that we have to get to the roots of these causes and these problems and things like that, where do we start at? You know, it's just treating one another with love and compassion and giving, you know, the people the understanding about Christ, you know, because he protects you from evil. People don't know. People don't create evil. Evil's already been here. So to stay away from it is impossible. The key is that being protected and knowing the righteous steps to take towards Christ. There's a difference. You know, you can move anywhere in this world, evil's going to prevail. But the thing is, you have to have Jesus, the blood of, on you, to be protected by these, so these things won't happen to you. Now, if you don't want to accept Christ, then I sorrow for you. Not in a sense of, oh, look at you, you're stupid. It's just that simple. And that's what people fail to realize and what they don't understand. It's the blood that protects you spiritually, mentally, and physically. It's a spiritual war going on. It's not the flesh and blood. And while you're here, you have to tell these people, it's Jesus that protects, not your gun. I mean, yeah, if someone comes and everything, you can't protect yourself. But this whole situation can pass you when you believe upon Christ. You know, but that's, you know, that's something I have to share, and we can get into that another show. But I want people to understand right now as we speak, as we're doing these things and giving this gospel and giving people this truth, to give you a rough draft of what I'm discussing about this week, about what is good as knowledge if it hasn't been revealed to you. Well, let's think about it. I mean, you know, people want end results. If people's praying to something and doing something, they want results. If you do something, you get results correctly. You know, if a person weighs 250 pounds and someone gives them the knowledge and the understanding, like if you work out for this month and this day for this day, you know, if you work out all week, you do this and this and that, this is your end results. The only way you're going to look like that is if you do it. That's knowledge. You're getting the knowledge from the person. The wisdom part comes in by the action of it. So if you see it like, okay, I do 100 jumping jacks a day, 100 push-ups, I do this every day till Friday, you have to have end results. The knowledge of it is telling you, do the jumping jacks, do the, here's the list, that's the information, that's the knowledge. When you do it, what's your end result? It's like, wow, it worked. So that's one thing. Now, the knowledge that you're getting, how do you know the source of it is true? Well, you have to, that's the key. What people fail to realize is that this prideful knowledge, most people just see information and run with it and then believe it, and then they don't want to recognize their truth. But when you get insight for God, when you get the revelation, once you read these scriptures, and then later on at night, he might reveal it to you, that's how you know it's true. Now, most people who come against Christ and say this, it's about that, or whatever the case may be, I guarantee you, You have to ask them, get to the root of the situation. How do you know that that source of information is good? How do you know it's not being demonic? How do you know a fallen angel didn't tell you that information? That's how deep it gets. If people don't understand and they don't want to understand, they just have prideful knowledge. What am I talking about? They don't want to hear what you're talking about, what they think is right. You can't change a heart like that way. So again, I want people to understand, if the knowledge that you have, and this is very deep, if the knowledge that the source of information that you have, that the stuff that we believe in as Christians and everything else, how do you know how that source is true? When you practice these things, does this happen? If the Lord says, stay along in my covenant and my promise, this will happen? That's the knowledge part. But if you ever notice in any other belief, these people practice it to the T. To the T. They practice their belief to the T. More than Christians. And they don't have an end result. That's why most people, that's why Christianity is the most, what you want to call it, integrated people from all over, you know, from different nationalities come to Christ because it works. It's because that source of information, that the knowledge that they get has been revealed to them. They don't care what happens next because they witness truth. People in India and all over the world, when they get this information and they get this knowledge, think about it. Why? This is one thing I want people to understand. Is that why? Why? Think about this. Most people in different beliefs always question this. They go, why are they trying to keep this information away from us? Why are they trying to just brainstorm us with the Quran and the Buddha and this and that and or whatever? Why are they keeping this information from us? If we don't believe it, then why will we get stoned if we just believe it? That's a powerful question. That's what a lot of people ask. That's what it makes you want to keep reading it. It makes you want to read it. One time a Muslim said it. He said, in the Quran, when he was practicing the Quran kept referencing the Bible. He said, like in Luke, like in John, like in this, like in that. He said, heck, why would I read out of this when I can read out of this? Why are they vouching for the Bible if we don't believe in it? Let me read it. Then when they start reading it, then they start to get the understanding. When they started to get the revelation, they was like, wow, this is true. I'm doing this. My life has changed in a week than what I ever have done in months, in years. It's because God has revealed the information to them. Because it's a true message from the Father. So think about that. Why? Why do me and my family have to die for just reading this book? I can read any other book in the world, but if I read this particular one, I can get stoned and killed. Like, why? If my truth is the Quran, like how people say, this shouldn't mean nothing. It's because there's information in there that's truth, and it reveals to you the true knowledge of the Father. That's why. So, again, I just want to share that with you and be looking forward towards it. Again, pray for the families that need to be prayed for. Pray for the families that need to be prayed for, because there's a lot of things that's going on in this world. It's very, very demonic, and Satan is at his wrath. But like in Luke said, just pray that these things pass you, and hopefully that this message gets to you, yours, and your family, and protect yours, and treat others how you want to be treated, like Jesus said, like the second commandment. So, again, I just want to say thank you for listening. Keep giving people the positive, reach one, teach one, and giving the knowledge of the Father, of Yahshua. And just want to keep the love in your heart. And that's pretty much it. So just praying for Baltimore and their situations and praying for the righteous. In the name of Jesus, God bless y'all. Love y'all. And keep tuning in. I see you Wednesday at 8:00.